The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Sex and Menopause, an Evolution of Desire. Many women come into my clinic worried that menopause has killed their libido. They say things like, I just don't feel interested anymore. I never get horny. Something's wrong with me. I've lost my libido. But after many years of working with women through this life stage, I've come to a rather different understanding. Often what women are really saying is, I don't want that kind of sex anymore. Not rushed sex, not pressured sex, not performative sex, not obligation sex, not disconnected sex. Menopause is not the end of sexuality. Very often it is the end of tolerating bad sex and evolving into great sex. Hormonal changes during menopause do absolutely affect sexuality, no doubt about that. Bodies change, arousal changes, lubrication changes, energy changes. But change does not equal loss. In fact, many women discover that sexuality becomes richer and slower, more embodied, more intentional, more emotionally connected, and ultimately more satisfying than before. The problem is that our culture tends to define sexuality through a very youthful lens. Spontaneous horniness, high intensity, performance, speed, and physical perfection. So when sexuality starts changing, many women assume something has gone wrong. But perhaps what's actually happening is evolution. One of the most important concepts for understanding menopause and sexuality is the difference between spontaneous desire and responsive desire. Spontaneous desire is when arousal seems to appear out of nowhere. I'm horny. I want sex. This is the type of desire our culture tends to glorify. Responsive desire is different. With responsive desire, arousal emerges in response to connection, touch, affection, relaxation, sensuality, emotional closeness, or erotic stimulation. Many women find that during and after menopause, spontaneous desire decreases while responsive desire becomes much more important. This is often why women think, I've lost my libido. But frequently, they haven't lost desire at all. They simply no longer become spontaneously aroused in the same way they may have earlier in life. And interestingly, women who are always more naturally responsive in their sexual arousal often adapt to menopause more easily than women who relied heavily on spontaneous arousal. Menopause can actually become an invitation into a more mature style of lovemaking. One that is slower, more spacious, less goal-oriented, and more focused on pleasure and connection. I often say sex should age like a fine wine. When wine ages well, it becomes more complex, layered, and nuanced. You savor it rather than guzzle it down. Mature sexuality can be the same. At this stage of life, many couples finally have more privacy, fewer parenting demands, more confidence, more self-awareness, and more freedom to truly explore what feels good. And perhaps, most importantly, less interest in performing. One of the biggest mistakes couples make is waiting for lust to magically descend before initiating intimacy. But long-term sexuality usually doesn't work that way, particularly after menopause. So instead of waiting passively for desire to appear, it helps to actively create the conditions that allow desire to emerge. This means slowing down, reducing stress, creating emotional connection, enjoying sensual touch, flirting, cuddling, talking, laughing, and cultivating an overall sex-friendly relationship. Desire grows much more easily in relationships where warmth, affection, and connection are already flowing. Bodies do change with menopause. So rather than fighting those changes, work creatively and compassionately with them. For example, if you're hotter than usual, put the air conditioning on. If hot flushes are an issue, shower sex can feel wonderful. Lubricant often becomes much more important, so keep it nearby and make applying it part of the erotic play rather than an awkward interruption. Take your time with arousal and touch. Focus on the whole body, not just the genitals. And one lovely benefit, you can't get pregnant anymore. For many women, this creates a whole new sense of freedom and relaxation around sex. It's also important to remember that menopause doesn't happen in isolation. At the same stage of life, men are also experiencing hormonal, emotional, and sexual changes, sometimes referred to as andropause. Erections can become less predictable. Recovery time may lengthen. Stress and fatigue can impact arousal more easily. But this can actually support the evolution towards slower, more connected, more relational lovemaking. So instead of trying to recreate the sexuality of your 20s, this stage of life offers the possibility of creating something deeper, more conscious, more embodied, more intimate, and more emotionally fulfilling. For many women, menopause becomes a profound turning point, a time of greater confidence, stronger boundaries, deeper self-knowledge, and less willingness to accommodate experiences that don't truly nourish them. Rather than the end of erotic life, menopause can become the beginning of a more authentic one, one less driven by performance and expectation, and more guided by pleasure, connection, embodiment, and truth. Sexuality does not have to disappear with age. Instead, it can mature into something truly worth savoring.